From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A historic world climate agreement.
The amendment and decisions are adopted.
Rwanda's Minister for Natural Resources, Vincent Biruta, declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today at a climate meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Kigali before leaving for Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade. It represents multilateral patience and diplomacy and efforts over a long period of time.
Gina McCarthy is a United States Environmental Protection Agency administrator.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80% to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals. It is staggering what this will achieve. We're talking about an amount that's comparable to thousands of coal-fired power plant emissions.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of the gases incrementally, starting with 10% in 2019. Officials in Iraq say a suicide bombing in Baghdad has killed more than 35 people and wounded 50 others. Some accounts have a considerably higher death toll. Authorities say the attack happened Saturday in the northern Baghdad district of Al-Shab. Military spokesman told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated an open-air market and blew up a suicide belt.